On this day, 5th November 1970. Army's grim warning. As calm settled over the riot areas of Belfast yesterday after a weekend of violence, a British Army spokesman warned that missile throwers faced the danger in future of being shot. The warning came after a new weapon, the nail bomb, gelignite mixed with nails in an outside container, was brought into use in the city. Major Peter Spurgeon, acting commander of 41 Marine Commando, said that if stone throwers were in the company of bomb throwers, the stone throwers could also be shot. Troops attack condemned. The alarming events when grenades and automatic weapons were used against the military at Ardoyne were commented on last night in a statement on the disturbances by the Central Citizens Defence Committee, CCDC. The statement said that this must be condemned by all decent citizens. The CCDC added, "The irresponsible faction who used these weapons took advantage of the plight of the residents of Ardoyne in an attempt to provoke a full-scale battle on the streets. That such a situation did not arise was due to the restraint of the military." Meanwhile, an appeal to parents and people of influence to prevent the young from being led astray by those apparently interested only in maintaining strife and disorder was made last night by the Most Reverend Dr. William Philbin, Bishop of Down and Connor. From the pulpit of Holy Cross Church in Ardoyne, he said the people of the parish and other parts of Belfast were utterly disgusted with the recurring incidents of violence and crime, foreign to your disposition and to your Christian principles. He asked all heads of families to warn them against joining organisations where they would be regarded as bound to execute orders which may be contrary to the law of God. Eamon Phoenix's editor's note, by late 1970, it was clear that a new player was active in Belfast, Derry and border areas, the Provisional IRA. The rapid escalation of the situation in areas like Ardoyne meant that there was no longer any role for the well-meaning citizens' defence committees thrown up after the sectarian mob attacks of 1969. In the violent months and years ahead, neither the Catholic Church nor the civil rights-oriented opposition at Stormont could prevent the descent into conflict and deepening community polarisation. Black taxi service for West Belfast. Turf Lodge Estate in West Belfast has made a counterattack on the decision of Belfast Corporation to increase bus fares by 50%. A fleet of cars belonging to one of the city's biggest taxi firms will be at the ready at the estate to convey workers to the city centre from the 1,500 house estate.